Hey, welcome to the AMMA show, you fellow deplorables. I am glad you're here with me today because I'm going to highlight a couple of my friends. They have a great podcast. I want you to find out about it. They've been super kind to me and they spread the word about my show. They've been very supportive of me and I just want to return the favor. I think you're really going to like these two gentlemen that I'm about to share with you on today's episode. They're just really good friends, lightweight, you know, want to have fun. I think you're going to like the show today. So make sure you stay tuned. I have the link in the description for their show. So please like, follow, and subscribe to them. And while you're doing that, please like, share, and subscribe to the AMMA show. I'd appreciate it. If you could do me a big favor, I am looking for angel investors on the show because there's places I want to travel to. There's equipment I need. There's like all kinds of stuff that goes into production and I just need some help. I really do. If you could be an angel investor of the AMMA show, go to theamermayshow.com. Click on the donate tab, donate $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, whatever you want. And that'd be so helpful to me. I appreciate that. Or you can go to theamermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. I would really, really appreciate angel investors on the program. So if you believe in me and what I'm doing, I would appreciate your consideration in that matter. So while you're at the AMMAshow.com website, go check out the swag that's there and also check out the promo section because I'm partnering with patriotic business owners to help you get a discount and they also support the AMMA show. So everybody's winning. We're supporting Patreon business owners. You get a discount and they support me too. Well, without further ado, I have the Old Man Podcast coming on today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. Like I told you before, I have some friends that I've met in the podcasting world, and I'm excited to bring them to you as my audience. So welcome to the host and the co-host of the Old Man Podcast, Jim and Eric. Thank you guys for being on our program today.
Thanks for having us, Amber.
We appreciate the invitation.
You guys have been great. I had to pay back the favor because you've let me on your program a few different times. And so I had to have you guys on because you are one of the rare ones, in my opinion, that have been so good at promoting other podcasts. And I just think the world of you two. So I had to have you on the show. And I want you guys to share, and maybe I'll start with the old man and then we'll have Eric jump in, about what your podcast is all about and how people can find you guys.
Well, you can find us on Podbean. That's where that's our home operation, Podbean. And if you want to download shows, you can go to our webpage, which is www.theoldmanspodcast.com. And you can download any and all our shows there. But our podcast is, I'll just read to you what I say all the time. We are anti-hate, anti-anger. Grab a coffee and let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easygoing, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission being to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step to get your day started. Going out into the world, because the world's a mean, nasty place, but get you going out there with a good frame of mind, a peaceful heart, ready to face the day's challenges. That's basically us. We're a morning podcast. We meet every morning, 7 a.m., Monday through Friday, live. We go live every morning, 7 a.m., Monday through Friday, Pacific time.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because there's Pacific time, 7 a.m.
Pacific time, yes. And that would be 7, that'd be 10 o'clock Eastern time that we go on. And we are reaching people around the world, Amber. We are being downloaded in 30 some countries throughout the world. We're being downloaded 60% of the states. We have downloads going on. Our whole purpose is to just lighten up the atmosphere. You know, we want to be a podcast that moms can listen to in the morning while they're getting their kids ready for school. People can listen to it at their break time at work. People can listen to it at lunch. People can listen to it on their drive home. When they get home, you know, we don't cuss. We keep our language clean. We want it so your kids can listen to it. You're not concerned about what kind of language they're going to listen to. And your grandma can listen to us. Put a smile on her face.
Eric, how'd you get involved with the Old Man Podcast?
I've been involved with his podcast since it began around late April, early May of 2020. A few weeks prior to that, I had discovered Podbean, and that was about like the start of the COVID pandemic. The way I look at like podcasting is, had the COVID pandemic not happened, even though it might have been a really nasty thing for a lot of people, I mean, I would never have discovered podcasting, and I would have never have met such a great group of down-to-earth content creators and friends. And I know, considering the biggest majority of these people I've never actually met in person, but once you really get to know them, you know, you see that these people are really genuine and mm-hmm. and really look out for each other. And also the beauty about our podcast and how we promote other podcasters on Podbean and elsewhere is, you know, we love seeing like independent content creators really grow and, yeah. you know, and really get good at their craft and see them also get better as individuals.
And that's a vision that we really grabbed a hold of in the 1st of June. As a matter of fact, our first Promote Your Podcast Friday was June 3rd.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And what's funny is you contacted me on June 10th, said, I want to talk to you guys.
So That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was our first experiment with that vision. See, Eric has always been good at promoting podcasts.
Oh yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah, and he's always had the avenue at the end of our show to promote podcasts, you know, and he goes through who's coming up, who's got a show going on now, who's coming up, and things to look forward to and all this and that. And then I just decided I wanted to expand it further. I just wanted to give the creators a day and give them a platform that they could come to and promote their podcast. I mean, after all, we're just entertainers. We're all mm-hmm. just entertainers. You know, we offer something. We have a product. Our product is our podcast, you know, and we just... You know, you need an avenue. How do I get mm-hmm. how do I get downloads? How do I get people to know I'm there? I used to hear that all the time. How do I get anybody to even come to my podcast? And I go, well, come to our podcast and we'll promote it and see yeah. if we can't get people to listen to you and to find you and start helping you create an audience. That's how it all kind of started. You know, I love the mentality. I mean, it's just something that you just don't see. You don't see people doing it and you don't see people promoting. I mean, we promote, I'll be honest with you, Amber, we promote people and, you know, people don't promote you back, but that's okay. Because that's not.
I have experienced that too. I have a good friend. His name's Clay Clark, and he's a business coach. That's what he does for a living. But you know, now he's in another type of mode, and his podcast is really trying to, you know, help America. And he has partnered with me and other podcasters, and we kind of all had the same vision. And I think that's why we all have been, in the same kind of circles. However, he tells people, he's like, get on other people's podcasts, get on other people's shows, because that's how you expand your audience. But it's not always easy. A lot of times you'll find like the doors are closed, like they'll come on your show, but it's not always a two-way street. So when I found you, you were just like a breath of fresh air, like sweet and kind and welcoming. I'm like, wow, you're going to just let me be on your show. I think that's amazing. And I had to return the favor because of how kind you've been to me. And not only that, but you and Eric have opened my eyes to be with more podcasters. And so now I've grown, like Eric said about friendships, now I've grown with friendships with you and Eric and other podcasters. And then they're like, hey, come on my show. And I'm like, this is so fun. Podcasting with friends, doing a show with friends, it's so much fun. And I like your show in the morning because all of us, you know, we all have a purpose in our podcast and we can't all just have heavy material like I bring. I bring a lot of heavy material that deals with what's going on in the world today. We can't all have that. We need to have our breaks. We need to see the joy in life. And that's where I really appreciate your show because you give us all like in a movie setting where it's really hot and heavy, where, you know, your emotions are rising, then they'll have that comic relief. That's where your show to me is in this world of insanity and difficulty is you are that comic relief that we can just be like, oh man, life is still good. There is still some stuff out there. There is things that we can appreciate. And that's why I really like your show. So I wanted my audience to get to know you so that they can have that comedic break. They can have that respite and have a good morning and then tackle the day later.
You know, and people have asked me, you know, they say, well, you know, well, why don't you do what everybody else is doing? And it's because everybody else is doing it. You know, everybody else is doing that. And we try to offer something that is just kind of off the cuff. We're non-scripted. We do not script anything in our show. We shoot from the hip. You know, we just go. People say, well, how do you come up with a topic every day, five days a week, you know, 4 weeks, 5, 6, 10 weeks in a row? I say, if you and me and Eric were to meet at a coffee shop, and we're going to sit down and have some coffee, we're just going to come in and sit down and have a cup of coffee. I don't hand you a script saying, okay, Amber, this is what we're going to talk. Eric, I want to make sure you cover these areas, these topics. You know, we don't do that. Friends don't do that. We just sit down. We just start talking. And where it goes, it goes. And
Jim, I'm the same way. I shoot from the hip. I don't script. Now, with some of my guests, I might do a little bit more research. But I'm a radio broadcaster, and maybe I'm breaking all the radio broadcasting rules, but I've always been a shoot from the hip kind of person. I don't pre-plan. I mean, I know who I'm going to talk to and I know who's going to come on my show, but past that, I don't script my shows. I don't send my guests, and you know this, and Eric knows this, I didn't send you guys a list of questions, right, that I was going to ask you.
No.
I think you would probably be along the lines of doing things like extemporaneously, but you don't want to be too extemporaneous.
Right, because I definitely don't want to look foolish with some of my guests, but for the most part.
Here are the notes that are laying all over my computer. You know, I'm reading, I get up in the morning, I turn on the computer, and I go, oh, that's funny, and I'll write a little note. I read a lot of jokes. I read a lot of funny stuff. I don't read the news. When I get ready for my show, I look at bad dad jokes. I love Far Side. I like, you know, I read all this funny stuff, and I just, what I do is I strive to be in a good mood when I start.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code Amber May. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out the CommandersArtist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And I figure if I'm in a good mood, it just oozes over onto everybody else. And I just start, I'm a gabber. I can gab with the best of them. You know, I just start talking and I just go. And somebody will say something, somebody in the chat room. Another thing what we do is the people in our live chat, we try to interact with them. You know, if you come in the chat show and Amber, you say something, we try to acknowledge it. We try to repeat what you said, because the people down listening on the download, you know, you could say something and I laugh. Well, they don't know what I'm laughing at.
Right.
They got a clue. So we constantly try to involve the live cast people with the downloading people. So everybody knows who's saying what, and what's saying, you know, who's doing what, who's saying what. And what's funny, what's, you know, we just try to involve everybody.
Eric, you're really good at that. You are phenomenal at when people join on. And so when people join this podcast and the other podcast, like you were, Eric, famous to me because you were on this and that and the other. You're like on a ton of podcasts. That's amazing. That's a skill in itself. You are so good at bringing your live audience into the podcast that's going on. Bravo. So you have some mugs right there. Tell me about what those mugs are.
This first mug right here, the old man and Grammy sent this one to me, like the prescription coffee, and it was custom made. And as you can probably see, it's got my name on it.
Hold on. If you are on my audio only podcast, click the links below in the description, because that's hilarious, this mug. It looks exactly like a medicine bottle. That's hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's a prescription for coffee.
Exactly. And another podcast show I've been proud to contribute to is a show called Trice Talk with Donald Wayne and his son, Dennis Lee. And Dennis Lee also does a podcast called Tall Tales in the Rabbit Hole. And, you know, we do on Podbean get some conspiracy themed podcasts and, you know, prepper and homesteader related podcasts. And there are even podcasts that focus on music and comedy. Some of them we're really good friends with. And the comedy podcast, these are aspiring comedians who could really make you laugh and make you feel better about life. And then another show, of course, a slightly serious show with James. You know, and I've been with him also since day one. And he started about the same time as the old man's podcast show. And I know we've had like a couple of contributors like Lady Me and Robert and Jeremy and another co-host, Pertwee. You know, and we mostly focus on this podcast on news, commentary, conversation, and, you know, and we do like to have some fun. And on the Slightly Serious Show, we've also had the privilege of bringing on some serious guests like the gentleman from the Freethink Institute, Michigan television weather forecaster Carl Bonick, pipeline welder Neil Crabtree, and a few other people of substance that, and then we've even had on like a couple other guests who might be polar opposite us politically and some who almost are similar to us politically. But then when you listen to the old man's podcast show, we try to keep it like free of politics and religion. And we have a rule of besides like no bad language being permitted, none of like the combative behaviors or threatening behaviors, because, you know, we aspire to want to see good in other people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we are another one of our main messages, and it has been for years, Amber, is, you know, we need to get back to the point where we can be friends with people we disagree with.
I agree 100% with that. I don't see, I mean, we live in America. It's not like it's it's not like we're supposed to have the freedom, and it's not like you can't have your opinion. I can't. Why can't we be friends? You know why? Because we have been indoctrinated by the media to say it is a personal, I am personally rejecting you if I don't believe everything you believe in. And that is a lie. But that is the lie that's been perpetrated, because I don't see a reason why I cannot be friends with someone who doesn't believe everything I believe in, because their personalities might be great. We might have commonalities and other things. So just because I might not politically or religiously align with you doesn't mean I can't be your friend, because I'm sure there is something that we can find that's common ground that we both like. But at the end of the day, just being human beings and treating each other with respect should be where we if we can't find anything that we like about each other, at least we can be respectful because we're both human beings. So I love that about you.
I think if we would stop and start thinking a little bit more, we would realize that we have a whole lot more in common with each mm-hmm. other. Because we are humans, mm-hmm. you know, we have a whole lot more in common with each other than we do, than we don't have in common. And,
I agree.
You know, I have friends, I've got one of my best friends, him and I do not agree. Politically, we are opposite sides of the coin, you know, and religiously, we don't agree religiously, but we are the best of friends. Oh. And, you know, and there are times when we'll break into a little bit of a debate and it gets a little heated because he's hot-headed, I'm hot-headed, he's strong-willed, I'm strong-willed. But you know what? We stop, we end the night, we leave, we give each other a big hug, we give each other a kiss, and you know, and it's like, I love you, man. And he goes, I love you too.
Oh.
And that's the way it should be.
It should be that way.
We should be able to get along with people that we don't agree with. And that's why we stay away from politics and religious topics. I remember my mom told me a long time ago when I was growing up and I was starting to socialize with people, go to parties and that. She took me aside and she said, old man. No, she didn't call me that. But she says, you know, there's two things you do not talk about when you're out in public. And I go, what's that? She goes, politics and religion. She goes, those will start fights no matter where you're at. So mm-hmm. don't talk those topics. Mm-hmm. Just stay away from them totally. And that's what we do on our show. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've ever had a problem with that. I mean, we've had people that might touch on a political issue. Yeah. Room, but we always just get, well, now that's for another podcast, not ours, you know.
Well, usually we would probably be like rare and monumental occasions, but
right,
but usually like if like a certain holiday is coming up, or if say election day is coming up, we remind people that, you know, this is like a great holiday that's been around for years, like decades or centuries, or remind people that they have a civic duty as American citizens. Or maybe recognizing a day or like that otherwise may not normally get recognized.
You know, we're Americans. Mm-hmm. We're proud of our country. We love America. We love the USA. You know, mm-hmm. and there's just no need to debate all kinds of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to debate, I have found, Amber, most of the time when someone asks me what is my opinion, I always come back and ask them, do you really want to know what my opinion is, or are you looking for an argument? Because if you're looking for an argument, I'm not going to argue. And if you really want my opinion, I'll tell you my opinion, but I got to be honest, I'm not interested in yours, because your opinion is your opinion and it has no bearing on my life whatsoever. So that's basically how it is. And I never get asked my opinions on stuff because everybody knows that's my attitude. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, we need to move beyond all this fighting and, mm-hmm. and arguing and mm-hmm. they're not even debates. People don't have debates. They just have flat out brawls, you know? And it's just, I just trying to give people an alternate place to go and listen, have some fun, have some laughs. We just had a show today. Grammy was in there, my wife, Grammy. And she loves getting in the show because she loves getting on the old man. You know, she rides the old man, and everybody loves her riding the old man. You know, I do not shy away from people poking fun at me and ribbing me and that, because I grew up from the generation that we poked fun at everybody and anybody. We
That's
had
right.
fun, we laughed. We had fun and we laughed, you know, and, you know. And the one thing you didn't want to do is get mad because somebody's making fun of you.
True.
If someone's making fun of you and you got mad, that just opened the door for everybody to really get on.
Oh, yeah. That's especially in the world of men. I love listening to men talk to one another because all they do is rib each other. And it's hilarious. Everyone's laughing. Like women don't do that, because you start ribbing on one another, then we take it very personal. But I love how men are, and I love talking and hearing men, like friends, talk to each other, because it's completely different than the way women talk to each other. Because the whole time you're just making fun of each other and teasing each other, and everyone's happy, and everyone walks away having a good time.
See, I like being the husband. I like being the husband on the show, because we have a lot of good friends, a lot of good female friends that come into the show. And I love being the butt of all the husband things. You know, they go after me. They're really going after their husband, but they're taking it out on the old man, you know. And I love it. I totally love it, you know. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, we just try to have fun. That's the bottom line. We try to have fun.
It is right a fun show. It's a great way to start my day. And I try to get into it when I can. I try to listen as often as I can, but, you know, raising a family, being a business owner and a podcast host, it's like your time gets very limited. So Eric has been such a blessing to me, because I'd love to get to know other podcasts. And he's always like, check this one out, this one out. So I have like a good list from Eric. And I love that about him, because he's helping me expand my horizon on more podcasters out there. Cause it's hard, you know, as a podcast creator, content creator, and then, you know, running a business and having a family, it's like, where's the time? So someone like Eric's been such a blessing, and both of you have been a real blessing to me, because you both help promote my show. And I really appreciate that from both of you, very much so.
Well, I've listened to your show and I like your show. I'm a fan of the Amber May podcast, you know, and I don't get around. I do not go into live shows. I very rarely pop into a live show. I just don't go into them. And I listen to, you know, I have my favorites that I listen to on the download, and you're one of them.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because it shows like yours, you know, they help me stay abreast of what's going on, because you're kind of a news current events type of podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listen to it for that. And, you know, and I think podcasting is going to be the place where everybody gets their news. They get informed, because you could rely better on people doing podcasts. You know, I mean, you hear what they got to say. They do the research. They're not being swayed by corporate America. You
right.
know, you have to say this. You can't say that. No, we're independent. You guys are all independent. And I know, like, one that Eric's involved in is slightly serious. That's why I like James's show. You know, mm-hmm. I like his show. You know, the Alan Sanders show. You know, I could name a bunch of them that I listen to on the download, because that's where I get my information.
See,
I just do not trust mainstream
media. Oh, I don't. And I'm from mainstream. Like, I went to journalism school, and, you know, I'm glad that our radio station wasn't that way. You know, we were, you know, it was what it was. There was no censorship on our station, and I appreciate that. But, and I remember sitting in journalism school, and our professor would say, just be so glad that we aren't in a communist country where they dictate what is being said in the news. And I, you know, for a long time, I thought, wow, that must be true. And then, you know, over a course of events, people started realizing that is not true. We have what is called propaganda media, where a few big companies own every single media outlet there is. So whatever they want to spin the message, that's what the American people are going to hear. It's from a few big, huge, giant corporations. And then they're friends with people who are in office. And so you're not really getting good news. You're getting someone's spin. And my show is not for everyone, and I understand that. But for the ones that like it, I'm grateful to, you know, be a part of that and, you know, inform them. I don't have anyone telling me what I can and cannot say. I tell you my opinion on it and take it or leave it. If you don't like it, that's okay. That's all right. I'm a big girl. Yeah. And what Eric introduced me to
any media or any corporate sponsors.
What did you say?
You're not beholden to media or corporate sponsors dictating like this is what you're going to do and you're going to make it work.
That's right.
And you might be the kind of person like, you know, they want to push something on you and you don't want to do that. And then they're like saying, but it sells. And you're saying, I don't want to do that. And they, and they continue to say, but it sells. And because you're not going to be the kind of person who would have on guests and basically exploit them and make them appear foolish. Exactly. Because you really want to have smart and substantive people on. And you want to also assume that your audience is also as smart and as caring as, and as good a person as you are. And you want to always do nothing you cannot defend.
Right. That's very important to me. And that's something they drill into in journalism school. Then you get out in the real world and you're like, but we didn't fact check that. Because I've seen that when I was interning, I noticed I wasn't a lot of time to fact check. They tell you fact check. Then you get in the real world and the news is on like every few hours. Where's the time to fact check? And then I became friends with some of the whistleblowers from the big corporate media that within this last year. And they're saying the exact same thing we're talking about now, that they would hide information. You couldn't, it was a very spin one way and not the other. It wasn't a balanced news. And so one of those ladies is running as governor in my state. And I interned at the same channel as her. And it's one of the better ones that we had in the Arizona, you know, state, but there was still very much a slighted view from corporate. And then Eric turned me on to a good podcast called the Slacker 82 Alpha.
Slacker 82 Alpha, yes.
They are hilarious. I think I love Goose because he gets that Latin heat under him and he gets all fired up and it comes out like Ricky Ricardo. I just love it. I just love it. And then you have Maverick, who's more balanced, you know, not balanced, but he balances Goose out because Goose has his Latin heat. And then you have Maverick on the other side. It's a great combo together. What did you say?
Goose can be a little bit of a loose cannon, but we still love him regardless.
Loose cannons are good.
He brings entertainment. You don't know what's gonna come out. So it's like
when you have Goose with his like, you know, personality, you know that the Soccer 82 is gonna get some download numbers on their published podcast and get more live coming into their live shows.
Yeah. So those two guys, and then Jester's a new one on their program. It's the three of them are phenomenal, just phenomenal.
See, and those are the people that we'd really love, and that's why we keep doing our Promote Your Podcast Fridays, because we try and we're open to them. We're open to everybody to come in, tell us about your podcast. Let us know when you're on. Let us help you get an audience. You know, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to push. You know, we want to get these people recognized for the hard work and the talent that they are. You know, because it's that's what it's about.
On yesterday's show, you had an interesting guest that is a nomad. She, I think, lives in a van and they travel and that's what their lifestyle is. And I wanted to stay on longer because I wanted to hear what she had to say about how do they make a living and what are the difficulties that come along with it, because it is a freeing lifestyle on one hand, but with anything there's good and bad, and you just have to weigh it out. Is this something that I am wanting to do? It does the good outweigh the bad? Does the bad outweigh the good to participate in a lifestyle like that? So that was very entertaining because it was a whole new way of living. It's like those small house shows, the tiny house nation shows. It's a whole nother way of living. And you had that on your show. What did you guys talk about on today? Because I missed your episode today.
Well, before we go into that, I want to tell you that Shonda from Van Life Pantries, she isn't just a listener. She is our chief navigator on Mondays. So she is a part of our team now. Her, along with Russ Brown from the Outside of Normal podcast. These are two new team members to the Old Man's podcast. They are guest hosts, and they have sign days. Shonda comes in on Mondays. Russ is technically Tuesday and Thursdays, but they can come in anytime they want. They have an open door to come in. But Shonda is also our lead blog writer on our homepage. She is a published author. She's very smart, and we call her the professor.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Anne Ramey's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Ramey Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Anne Ramey does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. Hey guys, welcome. I am doing another experiment with my amazing weight loss coffee. It's called Java. It's from My Infinity. It's fantastic, especially if you're doing keto, because that's what I'm doing. It helps with mental clarity, it helps with stress, and it helps you lose weight, lowers the cravings that you might have, and it gives you a lot of energy. And so this is from My Infinity, so you can find it at ambermay.myinfinity.com. So my experiment today, have my blender, I put ice because I'm going to make iced coffee today. And what I'm going to do is I'm telling you, this stuff smells fantastic. It really smells really good. So when you get your own, you're going to smell. So just dump one capful in there. And so normally the directions say use some water, hot or cold, and cool, that's fine. I did that. I'm just doing some experiments to see if it tastes good. I don't even know if it's going to taste good, but we'll see. So I got some unsweetened almond milk, and I am going to put some unsweetened almond milk in here with my ice. Okay. And then I'm going to take some heavy whipping cream, and I'm going to put it in the blender. Okay, so it's gonna get loud. I got all my ingredients in here. We're gonna try it out. And remember, it has superfoods in it. Sorry, it's gonna be loud. Now, the moment of truth has arrived. Is it delicious? Is it not delicious? That is the question. So it has multiple superfoods. It has a lot in it. You're not just getting coffee. you're getting a lot more than just coffee. But hey, if you want to lose weight, this is one tool you can do that. And I'm losing weight right now as I drink this. So that's amermay.myinfinity.com, and the links are in the description. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
We call her the professor. And she's just a wealth of knowledge. She's a great writer. And she has a couple of blogs already posted on our webpage. But you know, I mean, she's just a great person. She's a great person. And Russ, too, he's a great guy. He's starting his own media business called Laguna Knot. Laguna Knot?
Laguna Knot Media Holdings, I believe.
Laguna Knot Media Holdings, where he's trying to get podcasters to come in and join his organization so he can help them make money. Plus, he makes money and that kind of stuff.
That's fantastic.
They are both so smart. I mean, you know, between those two and Eric, I'm like, I have slipped down a few rungs on the ladder here. You know, these guys, they just run me. They are just overdoing me. So I tried to regain that today, Amber. I tried to regain some of my status on the smart ladder. And we did talk a lot about physics today.
Oh,
we talked a lot about physics and, you know, and theory and hypotheticals and that kind of stuff. It was just a lot of fun. It's hard to say, what did you talk about today? Man, we cover so many topics all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll jump from one thing to the mm-hmm. next, to the next, to the next. We had one guy say, it's amazing. You went from hockey to baseball to hot rods to, you know, to hats all within the last 10 minutes.
Can I tell you why? Like, because you have females that come into your show, and this is the way the female brain works. There is no like, we're going to just stay on this topic. We're going to do this, and then we're going to talk about this, and then that. And I drive my husband crazy. He's like, how does that relate to the very first thing we're talking about? I'm like, keep up, old man. Come on.
Yeah, keep exactly.
I moved far from that like 5,000 minutes ago. But that's how the women's brain works. And so if we were to do a female-only podcast, that's how we would go. We'd go just like, somehow the conversation would take us in another direction. And I love that about your show, because it is very entertaining. And I'm grateful that we got to meet. And we got to meet through Podbean, kind of, sort of, because we both liked the Twitter feed from Podbean, and that's how we found each other. And then you guys helped introduce me to other people. And so it's been really fun getting to know other content creators. It's been really fun.
It is fun to meet people, and our presence has just exploded on Twitter. I mean, our presence has just exploded on Twitter. I'm a retired quality assurance, quality control guy. You know, I'm retired from the aerospace industry, building bridges, looking at documentations, looking at tracking numbers and all that. So I'm a numbers guy. And right now we have 1,202 followers on Twitter. We have 2,231 followers on Podbean, for a combination of 3,433 followers.
That's phenomenal. You know, about the time I met you, I had just really started using Twitter, because I've had the account for a while, but never really got involved. And so by the time, like around the time I met you, was the time I started getting involved in my Twitter.
And we have now over 89,000 downloads since
this
thing started.
That's phenomenal.
I'm telling you what, and in just June, July, we're in August now. So in June and July, we have gained over 100 followers and gained over 7,000 downloads. I am flabbergasted. I have no explanation for it other than the fact You know, we stay true to our mission. We stay true to our vision. And we just try to give the people what we feel they are looking for. You know, that's as simple as that is. That's as simple as it is right there. Don't you agree, Eric?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. So, Eric, what got you into wanting to host or be a co-host on the show? How did that come about?
Well, you know, and I like to really, you know, contribute and, you know, add something to, like, conversations, especially on, you know, like on talk show themed podcasts. But then, you know, and I like to help, you know, people make their shows a little bit more interesting. You know, and because I know we just had the lighthearted conversation morning, like we like with the Old Man's Podcast show in the mornings, like think of us as your morning cup of coffee, you know, as we alluded to earlier. And then, you know, and then really getting to know friends. And then we have like a few additional friends like Ralph, who does the Ralph William podcast, and he also runs WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which like they'll see like a pre-recorded rebroadcast, you know, a little bit later. And, you know, and then we have Poetica Polisha for people who might be into astrology and numerology and getting spiritual advice. And many of the other podcast friends we've had the privilege of getting to know.
Tell me about this WSEN, because I see him post that, but I don't know what that is.
It's a radio station run by Ralph William. It's a radio station.
It's online.
And he has a lot of music on there. And he has some talk shows on there. We have a rebroadcast of our show at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN network. Now you can download. You can download that app. You can find it on any app store, and it's free. But what it does is now you can listen to the radio station anytime and anywhere. And he has it's all a program. It's all different programs at different times. And so, like, if you miss us at 11, you won't hear us again on air until 11 again the next morning. So, but it's all programmed, and he's got a bunch of contributors. But the one thing I like about it is the music shows. I mean, he's got everything from rock and roll, hip hop, reggae, Latino music, jazz, blues. I mean, I have a classical music show I do on there on Sunday mornings. I mean, he's just got a big array of music, and it's really fun to go to.
Wow. I got to tune into that. I keep seeing him post it, and I just like, I wonder what that is. I got to just tune in and see that for myself, because I see that post. I just didn't know what it was.
Well, if you go to the website, you can check out his schedule, and you can see how everything is scheduled, when things are going to be on.
Nice.
But I do want to say something about Eric. How did Eric get involved with the Old Man's Podcast? I did a couple of practice shows because I didn't know how to do a podcast. I was involved in my son's podcast, Dreadnought 928, in 2019. He calls me up, hey, Dad, I'm in a jam. I need a co-host. Will you be a co-host for me? And I go, oh, yeah, sure. I'll be a co-host for you, but I want you to call me the Old Man. I don't want you to call me Dad. He goes, what? Yeah, call me the Old Man. So that was the birth of the Old Man.
That's being awesome.
A co-host for Dreadnought 928 with Rich and the Old Man. So that ran for several months, and then it went its way, and then so I wanted to start my own podcast. So I did a couple of practice shows through my phone, and then I figured out how to do a show, how to publish a show. So I go, okay, this is it. I'm going to do a show. I did a show. I went out there. Eric Kirk was one of the first ones to call into the show.
Wow.
It was me and Eric, and then another kid from London, Ollie Harris. And Eric has been with me ever since.
Aww. I mean,
well, Eric, well, I know we have another friend over in the UK. I mean, his name is Asha, and he's also known as Man Cave Sound. And he likes putting together music pieces and posting them on his SoundCloud. And then he also comes on Podbean and WESN as well. And, you know, and I mean, he's truly an artist, and he helps other podcasters who are into like that freestyling thing, like trying to like write their own music in hopes of getting discovered. And then We also have another friend also over in Europe. Her name is Krax. She's originally from Canada, but she's lived in Sweden since she was like 15. It was first the Talking Corner, and then it became the Exotics Radio podcast. And, you know, and she taught the old man about, you know, conquering his fear of like spiders and the arachnophobia. And that, yeah, of course,
we called her our resident spider lady.
Nice.
Yes. And then we also have friends in Canada, like Glenn. I mean, big into sports and comedy, and you know, and then you know, that just really is all in a nutshell. And then in many other countries that have the privilege of listening to our show and downloading it.
The funniest thing, Amber, about our show is we were getting people from India. We have people from India. We have a big crowd in India, a big following in India, and they would say, they would call in, they say, yes, we're listening to your show because we use your show to learn English. And I'm going, what? You're listening to the old man to learn English? Because a man came from England, Asha, he says, I totally destroy the English language because I don't pronounce words right. I mispronounce stuff. I make up words. You know, I'm just crazy. And so we have our running joke is that we have a bunch of little Indian kids running around in the country of India saying, what the French toast? And and oh, come on now, you know that's funny. You know, so we kind of run around doing that.
Okay, tell me a dad joke, because I love dad jokes. They're my favorite. So tell me a dad joke. I'll start one off.
Okay, all right.
What kind of bagel flies? A plain bagel. I need a dad joke.
You put me on the spot. I can't think that fast.
I think like another friend of the show that occasionally comes in and just in the chat mostly. Is a gentleman named Mike who lives in the Tampa Bay area, which is one state over from me. And I know he would have a thing about coming in doing the Chuck Norris jokes and then referring to pandas as, raccoons as trash pandas. And pandas. And of course, the big pile of kittens being called a mountain.
Yeah,
story.
We have got such great followers. I mean, they come in, they tell jokes. And actually, when Asha, Man Cave Sound, started to come in to our show, he came in, our first time he came in was in 2020 on like June 4th. It was like one of the first times he came in. And he would just come in and tell jokes. He would come in and write jokes in the chat room. And they were hilarious. And then he finally started calling in. And so we had a lot of fun. But I can't think of any bad joke.
I'm going to put a link to your show in the show description. So if anyone would like to check you out, I'll make it super easy for them. That way they don't have to go search and find it. It'll be right in the show notes in the description. So click on that. If you are on my Podbean, then it should be super easy to find them because they are fellow Podbean podcasters as well. So guys, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today. I have enjoyed your company. I like your show and I appreciate your friendship. So thank you for joining me. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and then also another couple things I might add, that with like our Promote Your Podcast Day on Fridays, we've also expanded to helping people promote small business ventures that they are trying to get started, including our friend from Colorado, Jay Baby of like Glowflow Denver, and like a couple other people who are like trying to push an apparel line. And we also like to push stories of like human interest, like mental health and suicide awareness, and yes, the new number that came out for that recently.
Yeah, that's very important to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always try to make sure everybody is aware that the suicide hotline, mm-hmm, is now 988. It's just three digits now, 988. Is the suicide hotline, and we try to be really aware about mental health issues. And you know, if you see somebody, you know, ask them how they're doing. I mean, that's all it takes. Important. Just exactly. Help people. Let's help. Let's get back to helping. There was something else I was going
to
say.
All of us are in this to unite America, not to divide America.
Exactly.
All of us.
Exactly the truth. We just want everybody to get along. Mm-hmm. Come on. It doesn't matter what your political views are. You can still be friends with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be friends, and that's what we need. And I've always said this, and this is about as political as I get. Governments of the world fear one thing. And that one thing the governments of the world fear is a united people.
That's right.
You know, if we can unite as a people, as the people of Earth, you know, the people of the United States of Earth, if we can unite, the governments will shiver in their boots.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Because that's what our title of our country is. They named our country the United States, not the divided states. And something I'm mad about the media for doing is pushing this division all the time. Black versus white, this versus that. I don't like that. I don't like that I show unity on my show where I can, you know, that, hey, they're attacking us here. That's not right. We should, you know, I want you to know what's going on so that you can protect yourself and your family. And then I always bring a call to action so that I don't leave people frustrated that they don't know what to do. I like to bring hope. I always love to bring hope because there's always hope. And I like to bring a call to action so people feel empowered to do something. So that's important to me with my audience, that I leave them with hope and a call to action, because at the end of the day, we're all American citizens. We all bleed red. We're all human beings. We have the same needs and wants. We need shelter. We need food. We need love. We need protection. We all have the same thing. We all have to make a living. And it's really hard right now because everything's so expensive. So there's so much that we can unite on that there's less that we can divide on. And so I like that about you and Eric, that we're all on the same page as far as that's concerned. And so I'm excited to have you guys in the link below so my audience can check you out every single morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And you guys are going to have a lot of fun. And if you don't hit it live, which I think you should, because the chat's really fun. We all chat back and forth in the chat group and it's really fun. Yes. So if you can get on it live, you really have a good time on the show. But if not, download it and hear it later, because the show's phenomenal. Appreciate
download
you guys.
Download it on our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com.
That's fantastic.
Well, and we hope that we are making a difference in helping like other podcasters on Podbean and elsewhere grow, because I mean, you know, these are basically our peers, because we try to support each other as best as possible.
And Amber, I want to continually make sure you understand you have a standing invitation to come into our show and promote any special show you got coming up. You come in, you let us know, you come in, get on the phone, you tell people, and we can get people to your special shows.
That's exciting, because I have one coming up too. I have Doug Billings coming on and Patrick Byrne coming on. I have really two big people in the political realm, if you're going to call it that.
Sure.
Doug Billings is another podcaster. He's great. I really like the man. And then Patrick Burns, I just got that yesterday, the okay. So I'm excited. He's going to be coming on my show, I think, next week. So thanks. I appreciate that so much, old man. Thank you.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be on Promote Your Podcast Friday. Maybe your show is going to air on a Thursday or something. Come in a day before. Let's get people aware of your special show, and let's get people, because I love you to death, Amber. I love your show, and I will always be promoting your show. It's just
same
the
here. I am always going to promote you guys.
And we also love like people who are into like food and great cooking, and you know, we got a couple of friends who love posting pictures of like the meals and food items they put together or restaurants they've discovered. So. And then of course Grammy does a good job with her cooking in Grammy's Kitchen show, and she also made this like quilted blanket right here, like crochets or knits it, but Grammy is truly an artist, and you know, and I know we love her to death.
And Amber, you don't have to just come in our show to you know, with the idea of promoting promoting what you got coming up. If you got a favorite dish you want to talk about, or we're talking about something, you go, oh, no way, old man, that ain't happening. you know, you want to fact check me? Come on in. I'll accept the challenge.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. It's a fun show, and I'm glad to be your guys' friends, and I'll have you back on definitely at another time, because I believe in what you guys are doing. You're making the world a brighter place. I can bring the heavy stuff. You guys bring the light stuff, so we make a perfect pair. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the show. Go check out the Old Man Podcast. You're going to be glad you did. And thank you, Eric and Jim, the Old Man.
Please let me know when this is going to air. We've had a lot of people ask us. They want to know. And if you're going to do the video on YouTube, people want to watch it. So we're already, people are looking forward to seeing this.
Nice. The
Old Man and Eric on it. Yeah.
Excellent. That's great. All right. I'll let you know. Take care, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Amber.